Scott, it's good to see you. Your first season in the British Touring Car Championship. I wish people could see the smile on your face because that would just say it all for the whole of our chat. But you're obviously looking forward to the season.
Yeah, I really can't wait to get going. It's a bit surreal, still not settled in yet. But yeah, to say that I'll be in the British Touring Cars this year is a dream come true for me. And yeah, it's just taking it step by step. It's a steep learning curve. We've had a few test days so far at Brands Hatch and Croft. And yeah, it's busy in the car, but no, really, really enjoying it.
How have those test days gone in terms of you settling in and feeling comfortable and getting some pace?
Yeah, no, we've been getting there. We've had a few little issues, like little teething problems, so I think everybody has, to be fair. So yeah, just trying to get as many laps in as possible, really. And so the first test day at Brands, that was very, very hectic. And yeah, it's a lot going on in the car, and I was very, very mentally drained by the end of the day. I think where Brands is such a short lap,
yeah,
it was just so much going on. I was trying to get the car around the track without pinning it, then having to do the hybrid, change gears with the sequential. So it's a steep learning curve. But then going to Croft, I felt a lot more comfortable in the car and actually started properly feeling like I was driving the car rather than the car driving me.
What a great way of putting it. I think anybody coming into a series like this probably felt the same as you do the first time they went out. That huge sort of expectation that you've got of yourself, yet a level of responsibility as well.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think every driver who's been in my position, I think Ash, when he came into a championship, everybody who's come into a championship would have felt nervous. And I think everybody still will be getting nervous coming up to the first round. It's like the anticipation for it. But it is very, very nerve-wracking. But I just can't wait to get going. First race here in a couple of weeks' time. And it should be good.
The hybrid changes for this year, you're new to the series, obviously, so it's the first time you'll have used it. But everybody is telling me that press that button and woof,
yeah.
Off the car goes. How have you found that?
I found it really good. It's it just gives you so much more power compared. Well, as I've never driven it with the old power, with the old hybrid, so I don't really know what that feels like. But when I press that button, it does make the car a little bit quicker. But that's the hybrid's good. Just getting used to that as well, just knowing when and where to deploy it. But then again, going into a race situation, you can find the quickest part, and then for qualifying, then it's a whole different ball game with the racing, where you have to try and defend with it, try and attack with it. So yeah, that's going to be a challenge in itself as well.
Now, with a new team, Restart Racing, teammate Chris Smiley, hugely experienced as well. I guess he's mentoring you through the process.
Chris is lovely, and we get on really well. From coming from the other touring car championship, we had a good working relationship last year. So, to bring that to British Touring Cars is amazing. Yeah. And, Chris is a great driver. I think he's a quite aggressive as well, and he knows how to get his elbows out. But definitely taking a lot of word of wisdom from Chris.
And as an independent entry as well, which is great for the championship, isn't it?
It's amazing. You've still got there's some really, really good teams on the grid, but coming in as an independent is amazing. And I think we're going to be trying to go for some independent podiums as well.
Absolutely. You must have the Jack Sears in your sights.
That's where I'm hoping to be, on the top step of that. But that's realistically where I want to be aiming for, that Jack Sears trophy. But again, there's still some great drivers in it, some really, really good drivers. And I've just got to be very consistent with the race weekends and not get caught up in battles that I don't need to be, which can be quite costly at times, that I was watching last year.
Yeah, you've got a wise head on young shoulders there, Scott. I think that'll serve you well throughout the season. We're just sat here in the studio looking out of the Donington Park circuit, where there's 2 days testing tomorrow. It's hailing again now, isn't it?
I'm glad I'm not on track at the moment.
we had a wet Donington here a couple of years ago, which was quite amazing, but you'd be looking forward to that, I know. You know the circuits well, so you haven't got to relearn the circuits, or have you? Have you got to relearn them in your new race car?
The only track I haven't been to and raced at is Thruxton. Right. So everybody's saying that's stupidly fast going around there. So that's going to be a challenge to get used to. But yes and no. It is fundamentally a front-wheel drive touring car. But for me, it's just completely different. Just getting used to the setup of the car, driving it on the limit, is very, very difficult. And I think you do have to drive these cars on the limit to be to be fast. So yeah, it is learning the tracks again, but not as like, it's not too bad. Yeah. I don't think it's not too bad.
Yeah, chance to develop racecraft as well with the guys that are around you. I mean, there's some heavyweights in there, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is. I think that's going to be very, very difficult as well, because yeah, if you give them an inch, they're going to be taking it. So, but then I've got to take that on myself. If there's the slightest of gaps, yeah, that I know is possible to get through, just got to be filling them gaps really, and having some good close battles out on track.
It sounds like you've got the right approach coming into the series, and you're pretty grounded on that, which is really nice to hear. At the same time, in the back of your mind, there must be some expectations. You must be excited about the prospect of getting some points, of getting in the mix there as well.
Yeah, no, really, really. I just want to get into the mix, and then it's going to be very, very difficult. It will be difficult, like. But the expectation for me is Jack Sears. But we just have to see. When it comes to the first round, we know where everybody's at, like qualifying times. So, yeah, we just have to see how it is then. But, yeah, definitely the Jack Sears. And to also be trying to get some proper points as well. A podium would be amazing, like, in the debut season. Yeah, just got to see how it plays out.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to see you in the series. Good luck to you and Chris, obviously, Restart Racing. 2 weeks' time, let's hope the sun's shining.
Hopefully it is. I don't want it to be raining like it is now.
Looks wet, doesn't it? That's a proper wet test if it's like this tomorrow. Good to see you, Scott.
Thank you very much. Cheers.